Lesson 25. Captain Moroni defeats Zerahemna. Purpose: to encourage each child to put on the armor of God as a protection against evil. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study Alma chapters 43 through 44 and Ephesians chapter 6 verse 11 and verses 13 through 18. Then study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scripture account. See Preparing Your Lessons, page Roman numeral 6, and Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. 2. Additional reading, Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, verses 15 through 18. 3. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Materials needed. A. A Book of Mormon for each child. B. A Bible. C. Depending on how you want to teach the children about the armor of God, make word strips, small cutouts of the armor and man's figure for each child, a larger set of armor to place on a figure drawn on the chalkboard, or a set of armor out of cardboard to put on a child. The illustration is on page 91 of the ink print edition. D. Pictures 4-37. Captain Moroni's soldiers fight the Lamanites. And 4-38. The army of Zerahemna throws down its weapons.
Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. In ancient times, when men went to battle with swords and spears, how did they protect their heads, hearts, stomachs, arms, legs, and feet? With armor. Explain that we are all in a war against evil. The temptations and the powers of Satan are very real. Heavenly Father does not want us to fight the battle against evil unprotected. Have a child read Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 and 13 through 18. Discuss each piece of armor using the word strips or cutouts. Relate each piece of armor to how we need to live to be protected from the evils around us. Scripture account. Teach the children the account of Captain Moroni defeating Zerahemna in Alma chapters 43 and 44. For suggested ways to teach the scripture account, see Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Emphasize that Moroni's army not only put on man-made armor, but also had the stronger protection of the armor of God. Use the pictures at appropriate times. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading the references with the children in class will help them gain insights into the scriptures. Why did Zerahemna, the Lamanite commander, appoint Amalekites and Zoramites as chief captains over the Lamanites? Alma chapter 43, verses 6 and 7. Why did the Lamanites want to fight the Nephites? Alma chapter 43, verse 8 and 29. Why were the Nephites willing to fight? Alma chapter 43, verses 45 and 47. Why are our homes, families, liberties, and church worth fighting for? What do you value enough to fight for? How did Captain Moroni prepare his army to meet the Lamanites at Jershon? Alma chapter 43, verses 18 and 19. Why did this preparation frighten the Lamanites? Alma chapter 43, verses 20 and 21. In what ways can you put on the spiritual armor of God and be prepared to stand for what is right? How did Captain Moroni find out where he should send his armies? Alma chapter 43, verses 23 and 24. How did Moroni inspire them? What did Captain Moroni's army do to receive strength and courage to fight? Alma chapter 43, verses 49 and 50. How can prayer help you put on the armor of God? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. After Moroni had surrounded the Lamanites, what did he do that showed he was not a man of bloodshed? Alma chapter 43, verse 54. Alma chapter 44, verses 1, 2, and 6. Why did the Lord deliver the Lamanites into the hands of Moroni's army? Alma chapter 44, verse 3. What promise did the Lord make to the Nephites and to us if we are faithful? Alma chapter 44, verse 4. What did Zerahemna think was protecting the Nephites? Alma chapter 44, verse 9. What happened when the angry Zarahemla would not make the oath of peace? Alma chapter 44, verse 12. What happened to the Lamanites who covenanted not to fight? Alma chapter 44, verse 15. Why is it important for us to keep promises and covenants? Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Play a matching game. See Teaching from the Scriptures, page Roman numeral 7. Write the names of the following pieces of armor on 6 cards and what they symbolize on another set of 6 cards. Have the children match the name of the piece of armor to what it symbolizes in our armor of God. Girdle, belt. Truth, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14. Breastplate, righteousness, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14. Shoes, preparation of the gospel of peace, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 15. Shield, faith, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16. Helmet, salvation, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. Sword, God's Spirit, or the Word of God, Doctrine and Covenant, section 6, verse 2. Also, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. 2. Using Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13 through 18, help the children memorize what each piece of the armor of God symbolizes. Name a piece of armor as you toss a beanbag or ball to a child. Have the child give the meaning of that piece of armor and then name a different piece of armor while tossing the ball to another child, who will give the meaning and choose a new piece of armor, and so on. 3. Ask the children what types of things Satan uses today to try to wound or kill us spiritually. They may mention such things as certain movies, television programs, videos, books, or magazines, temptations to break the word of wisdom, temptations to not go to church, and so on. Discuss what the children are doing to strengthen their spiritual armor, such as having personal and family prayers, having personal and family scripture study, having family home evenings, attending church, and so on. 4. Discuss how Captain Moroni tricked the Lamanite army, as told in Alma chapter 43, verses 31 to 42. Use the chalkboard to illustrate the position of the Nephite and Lamanite armies. Refer to the illustration found on page 89 of the ink print edition. Location 1. Alma chapter 43, verses 35 and 36. Location 4. Alma chapter 43, verses 50 and 51. 5. Sing or read the words to Choose the Right Way, Children's Songbook, page 160. Insert. Choose the right way. 1. There's a right way to live and be happy. It is choosing the right every day. I am learning the teachings of Jesus. They will help me and show me the way. 2. Through the gospel, I learn to be prayerful, to have faith, to repent, to obey. And I know if I live by His teachings, I will truly be happy each day. Chorus. Choose the right way and be happy. I must always choose the right. You may also use Dare to Do Right, Children's Songbook, page 158. Conclusion. Testimony. Bear testimony of the importance of putting on the armor of God to protect us against evil. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Alma chapter 43, verses 41 to 54, and chapter 44, verses 1 through 4, at home as a review of this lesson. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 25. Captain Moroni defeats Zarahemla.